This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Chris Nockey will join us in 20 minutes as we talk about the Terps. Thrilling, buzzer-beating win yesterday, and looking ahead towards the Sweet 16. He, of course, is the color analyst for the Terps on the radio call. But right now, we'll open up EB's entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. The entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Of course, you can check them out at BMWFairfax.com. You know, my guy, Mike Walker, was actually over there last week when I was there, but he was on the phone. I didn't know if I should bother him. I just let him be. If I was Jason, I probably would have barged in.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would.
I just let him be. I just kept getting more M&Ms and pretzels.
Sounds like a good plan.
Did he know you were there at all?
I don't think so. Oh. No, that was the thing. He didn't know. He was busy. What am I going to do? Bother him?
He ain't that busy.
He's busy now, man. He's in charge of all these dealerships.
Nah, he's a good dude. He's a Cowboy fan.
That's true. It is a fatal flaw. We talked about the Tiger Woods news, and Cakes nailed it. It's definitely written by a woman, not Tiger. Here's the post. I think it was on his Twitter. I saw it on his Instagram. Tiger wrote with two pictures with him and Vanessa Trump, who is Don Jr.'s ex-wife. They have like five kids together.
How long they've been seeing each other?
Since like Thanksgiving. And this has been out for the last couple of weeks. I think the Daily Mail, TMZ, they had this a couple of weeks ago that they had been seeing each other. But I guess they made it official. And there's a Valdez, he also described it well. Tiger laying down on a hammock, he looks like a corpse, and she's like hugging him. And then there's another one where they're just standing there together, kind of an awkward pose. But Tiger allegedly wrote, which he didn't write because no guy would write this, "Love is in the air, and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy to all those close to our hearts." So I think what he's saying is, she's saying, whoever wrote it, don't bother the kids about us, please.
Okay. Yeah, we're an item.
We're an item. Please don't bother the kids.
Leave it be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is, because the kids are still young. They're out there. But it's just the cringiest post of all time.
Yeah, Female Grock wrote it.
Yeah. It makes me hate him even more. No.
Yeah,
guys.
You're wearing his hat as you say you hate him.
I know. It's just so weird.
I'm sure you hate him.
I do hate him.
He wants to see him win another Masters, but he hates him.
Well, he knows that's not going to happen.
No, he's not.
It's true. I would like to see him steal one more, but I do hate him.
It's just strange to me.
I do.
I know. You've said it many times.
I don't like the way he is off the course. And I don't like the way he's just a douche. And but that was just cringy, and it was actually embarrassing.
It was not great.
Couldn't believe my eyes when it showed up on my feet.
When I saw that, I said, "Holy cow!"
How about Justin Thomas bogeying 16 and 18 yesterday to blow the Valspar?
I was out and about, and I didn't get to see the end. But Hovland won, right?
Hovland won by a pop.
Yeah.
But JT was...
There was a viral
JT
clip.
It was in his back pocket.
With Spieth, and it must have happened on Saturday, cursing after he had his wedge shot. Did you guys see this? It came up on my feed multiple times. It must have happened on Saturday. So, you know, he was like any of us. He was kind of in the around the green. He was in a little rough, and he's trying to hit a little... I wouldn't say a flop shot, but a little pitch out of there, and he hit it too deep, and he slammed his club, and he screamed the F word.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear Michael, his caddy, going, what did he say?
Relax?
He was talking to the ball. Huh. He was like, hold, or like slow down, or whatever he was saying. I can't remember what he was saying. Check, whatever he was saying, because he blew it way past the hole. But Jordan, he talks a lot, but you don't really... see him slamming his club and screaming F really loud.
Usually not. He knows he's on camera most of the time, but yeah.
You know who screams F really loud when he plays?
Who?
I don't.
Me.
Oh.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. When I'm getting really frustrated, I just start losing it.
Mm.
It's such a freaking hard game.
You ever get admonished by the marshal for your language?
Not yet. But I do worry about it, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
Did you see Patton Kizzire punt his putter?
I saw that.
He literally punted the putter. He went like 100 yards in the air.
Yeah.
And then he just withdrew. He just said, I'm done.
Send him out of here.
He's done that before.
What a hard game it is. These are the best of the best of the best.
That wasn't even the best part. It was Adam Hadwin slamming his club down.
I saw that, and the sprinkler head went off.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was nutty. Then he was funny. Sheepishly, I'm sorry. He's standing on it trying to get it to stop. It's spraying everyone. He's getting soaking wet. What a freaking game.
He had some good hang time on that punt.
Yeah, he did.
It's pretty solid.
Cakes, your boy Kirk Hammett, did you hear this from Metallica?
I have not. What's the latest news? They're going to be playing here like in 2 months.
He's making progress on his debut solo album.
Ooh.
Now, is he sing too? Forgive me for not knowing.
Kirk Hammett?
Yeah.
I mean, he may do background vocals, but he doesn't sing
any. He's never taken a lead, but does he sing background vocals? Like, can he carry a tune?
I mean, I'm sure he's fine with backing vocals, but I mean, that's James Hetfield's job to do the leads.
Right. Does the donk drummer, does Lars sing background vocals?
Not sure if he has a mic or not. Some drummers have mics and will do some background vocals, but
some drummers
sing everything
like Phil Collins.
Well, yeah. Phil Collins is supremely talented. Not that Lars Ulrich isn't, but
right.
I don't know if he's in Phil Collins territory.
Don Henley.
Don Henley, true.
They say he's also said he's gathering ideas for the follow-up to Metallica's 72 Seasons. When did that album come out?
I want to say maybe last year.
Oh, so...
That's their latest release.
They're still cranking out albums at a pretty good rate.
Yep.
This one just makes me laugh. Valdez sent me this. The Orioles, AA affiliate. The Chesapeake Bay Sox.
Well, they caused quite a stir with their new logo.
They unveiled a new alternate identity logo, and it just so happens, apparently, to look like a woman's private parts. Do you agree with that?
Let me see.
You didn't say the name. The name is like Oyster Catchers?
Yeah. So they're
Bay Sox.
Yeah.
The Chesapeake Bay Sox are going to rebrand, I think, as part of their season as the Oyster Catchers.
Right.
Now, this was clearly done on purpose. And you know what? It worked because it's gone viral. The logo... I mean, it definitely looks like...
It looks like an oyster.
It also looks like female genitalia.
Yes.
Okay, so...
I mean, it's somewhat
they knew what they
it.
Were doing.
Jason, you haven't seen that in a while, but from your recollection...
Is that what it looks like?
What is Adam... We should get Adam Pohl on the line. See what he thinks about it.
I mean...
What do you think, Dragon?
Well, I'm calling him right now.
I think it looks more like an oyster.
Huh? Might be Adam Pohl's idea.
You know,
is he the PR guy?
He's the director of marketing
for the Oyster Catchers.
Well, if that's the case, then he's clearly behind it.
You know what? I need some gear.
Yeah, we need hats at a minimum.
I don't know if I can walk around with a hat. Like
you can't walk around with a vagina hat.
It's very provocative.
Just want the logo.
Hey. You know what? I bet you that hat's going to be very popular at Secrets over the summer.
Definitely is. You're going to see a lot of bros wearing that hat this summer.
It's hot at the frat houses.
I think it looks like an oyster. I mean, clearly, I think it looks like an oyster. JP, do you immediately think vagina?
No, I didn't immediately think it, but when I read the story, it was like, okay.
My buddy sent me this meme that I'm sure you guys have seen, and I'm sure it's been out there for a million years. But it did make me chuckle. It's a guy that looks like Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then in the meme it says, if you see this, if you see Spider-Man, you're gay. Because it's really the other, it's a woman with a bra.
Okay.
And it, like, so I'll have
I've
to
never
send it
seen
to you.
This
have
meme.
To see it. Have you seen it before?
I have not.
And everybody looks at it and thinks Spider-Man right away. Mm-hmm. Then when someone tells you it's actually a woman's breasts with a bra, then you see the bra.
Got it.
I'm going to forward it to you right now. Valdez. I'm going to forward it to Valdez.
Yeah, I'd never seen it. Yeah, I would see Spider-Man at first.
Right? You see Spider-Man. Just show it to Valdez. Valdez, do you see it?
I can't see that far.
Valdez ready to shoot webs over there. You see Spider-Man.
All right, here you go. Yeah, it's called not that there's anything wrong with it, the gay test. Okay. This is how you find out. Okay.
Valdez, what do you see?
I'm sure it's very scientific.
It's very scientific.
I see jugs.
All right, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I just sent it to you on your text.
Okay.
Jason, what do you see? Spider-Man?
I see.
Be honest. What do you see?
No, I see a rack.
Right.
That's what I see.
I saw Spider-Man.
I saw Spider-Man right away. I just saw Spider-Man. I flunked the test.
I'm surprised you're anti-comic.
Hey, EB, we're going to send you a meme. It's Vinny and Joe. Get ready for it. It's a boob. It's a gay test.
Remember, he didn't understand the more popular Spider-Man meme.
Yeah. I think the gay test is when you guys are sleeping in the same room in Florida.
We're sending you the Spider-Man meme. Yeah. All the Spider-Mans pointing at each other. We're going to do that. We're going to do that bit.
What do you see in the oyster?
What did you say, Valdez, about sleeping in the same room in Florida?
Yeah,
I don't think that happened.
I said, I think that's the gay test. It's you guys drinking wine coolers in the same room in Florida.
Oh. It'll be money. Do we have that clip anymore? Jason getting all fired up.
Sharing a straw.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Nothing of the sort. Played some innocent pickleball and golf.
Tickleball.
Yeah. Tickleball.
Hey, we got a pickleball there. It's called tickleball. Now take off your clothes, EB.
Devil's threesome.
Yeah,
that's beyond that.
That's the devil's threesome on steroids, is what that is. Don't want any part of that.
Vinny did text me. I think, does this sound true? That in Vinny's pool, not our pool, Vinny's pool, I think we have three teams left.
We got the Terps, because I have the Terps.
Right.
Wisconsin's
gone. Snake that one in there.
Wisconsin's gone. I took Yale. They lost first round.
Yeah, we have three.
Huh?
Tennessee, Terps, and Florida.
Yeah, I don't think.
And they're all high seeds, so we got no points. Because there's all high seeds advancing, right? What'd you say is the
Arkansas.
Lowest seed?
Arkansas is a low seed, but
yeah,
all the one seeds have advanced.
Right. I can't imagine.
And three
that we're
of the twos.
The so we need, for us, so what is our lowest seed? Maryland? Or what is Tennessee's seed? They're two.
Tennessee's a two.
So we need Maryland.
Need Maryland to upset Florida.
Yeah.
And that knocks one of our other teams out.
I'm guessing that whoever's leading, they probably have five or if not all six teams still up.
Right. We're not going to win that.
Right.
We're out.
But they probably, I'm guessing they have all high seeds too.
I've got four teams. I did a separate pool entry. I got four left. I got Florida, Tennessee, Michigan State, Maryland.
Just on your.
I did an individual one with Vinny.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, remember I sent you.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you 10 bucks.
Yeah.
I did too.
So I've got four teams.
Hey, Jason,
I don't have any
room for
I had Clemson and
VCU.
I took a chance on that.
Come on down to Fort Myers.
Yeah, you wonder why they're going to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Come on down to Foursome Myers. You're all welcome. Yeah. We'll all have a big party.
All right, so there you go. And last but not least, one of the guys from Impractical Jokers, who's I think he's had problems before, right? Didn't he leave a couple years ago because he, you know, he was maybe caught cheating on his wife? Now there's somebody saying that he sexually assaulted her.
What's the guy's name?
Joe Gatto. And of course, he denies it. He says he's made bad decisions, but. I guess she was like an assistant or something. And then when she turned 18, she claims he would ask for massages, cakes, invite her to his
room. Stop asking for massages over there, buddy.
Want to cuddle.
Let's keep this thing business.
Ask for a lot of sexual questions, et cetera. And so I don't know. This happened apparently years ago, but she's now bringing up the allegations now. So there you go.
Did he use the excuse that it was all a joke? This whole thing is a misunderstanding.
There was somebody in my ear telling me what to do.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, what do we have next? We have Chris Nocky.
C-Knock's going to join us.
Give us his take on the whole Maryland fever here. If they could, first of all, talk about the game and then our chances against Florida. They got to be pretty good, right? You got to feel pretty good going into that. I'm a little wary because Florida had a wake-up call, too. So it's not like we're going to shock them. Not like they're coming in rolling.
Thank God they beat UConn.
They're good. I mean, they're
couldn't deal with Dan Hurley anymore.
Sure.
I used to think Bobby Hurley was very unlikable. His brother just laps him. It's not even close.
Yeah, his not brother even close. Is barely holding on to his job. They wanted to blow him out, but he's got a contract that's keeping him there.
Coming up next, we will talk to the color analyst for the Maryland Terrapins, Chris Nocky, here on the Junkies.